monuments and memorials, places to return to and learn from and talk about and pass on. If we don't, we are destined to live rootless, fast-lane lives without much significance and all too seldom celebrations. Worst of all, our children learn little, often nothing, from our failures, our brokenness, and our sorrows. If anything, they learn only to hate like we hated, or to get revenge like we sought to do, or simply to drink themselves to sleep like so many choose to do. Esther determined it wouldn't be like that in her day. And the command of Esther established these customs for Purim, and it was written in the book. Esther chapter 9, verse 32. I shout aloud thank you to our heroine Esther at this juncture. She didn't call attention to herself when she established these customs. She gave her people a lasting reminder that God is faithful as he keeps his promises and preserves his people. Hats off to you, Queen Esther. May your noble tribe increase. Facing the future with a reminder. All of us, when looking back, see sadness and remorse and nothing else, unless perspective is provided. Unless we gain some kind of perspective, we will do nothing but sigh and grieve over our past. We'll weep through the night, and there will be no song in the morning. In light of that, I close this chapter with a suggestion and a warning. My suggestion is that each one of us raise up our own memorials, mental monuments that turn tragedies into triumphs. Webster says a monument is a lasting evidence of something or someone notable. He also defines memorial as something that serves to preserve remembrance, a commemoration. Think back for a moment to Havner's story of the coming of the boll weevil. Personalize that event by returning to your own crop failure or disaster. Have you built a monument to it? It may be too close and too raw for you to do it today. But don't spend the rest of your life licking your wounds over yesteryear, or you will experience a grim future. Instead, ask yourself, what did I learn from it? You can't change it. It's over. Maybe you should have known better, or you ought to have done something differently. But forget about the shoulds, woulds, and oughts. What did you learn from it? Get specific. Write it down. Pass on the wisdom gleaned from your own disaster. Now, here's the warning. Don't turn the memorial into a shrine. We don't need human failure shrines any more than we need literal pieces of the cross. We need God-honoring memorials. God has given us just such a memorial in the communion, the bread and the cup. Now, that's the memorial of the cross worth celebrating. He left it as a legacy for people of faith. But it isn't the symbols we worship. We don't bow before the table when we're served. That's why we say we celebrate communion. We celebrate the memory and the significance, really the triumph of the cross. What we need today is an answer to the ache of life, an answer to the Hamans whose shadows have crossed our lives and could have finished us off, and to the would-have-been Holocausts that might well have devastated our existence. So take that past person, event, circumstance, or decision and creatively construct your own private memorial. Think through, then record the lessons you have learned from it and pass them on and on and on. The Feast of Purim lives on because the queen determined its lessons would never be forgotten among the Jews. Esther is a story of triumph that grew out of tragedy, ecstasy out of agony, celebration out of devastation. Yours can be the same.